Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's happening? How are you? Happy, happy, happy. What is today? Wednesday? It's the day I always ask that question, what can I do? Particularly when it comes to focus and getting what I want. Have you heard of the 80-20 rule? You probably have. It's a mathematical principle. Pretty much the entire world runs on the 80-20 rule. We'll talk about more in a second. But I'm also going to spin it around a little bit today because I think in getting what you want in your world, no matter what that is, whatever purpose you have in your life, you're probably focusing on the wrong part of it. You won't be after this program, so hang on for the ride. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day so that we can counteract the negativity in the world and basically talk you into making the choice that no matter what gets in the way, no matter who bumbles and stumbles in your way, no matter what gets you off track, and stuff is going to happen. It's just going to happen, right? It is. It's like people get in your way, weather gets in your way, money gets in your way, stuff gets in your way. That's just going to happen. That's life. It is completely unicorn and rainbow thinking that life will always be perfect. But it's not unicorn and rainbow thinking to think that I can make it perfect for myself. And that's what this is all about. A daily boost so that you can go, yeah, oh, here it comes. Boom, dodged it, got out of it. Cool, let's get on with my path. How are you? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So happy to have you here today. If you're like a lot of the people around you, at home, at the gym, at the supermarket, at work, you have a lot on your plate, don't you? So busy, I can't get stuff done. I hear this all the time. In fact, one of the first things that I'm working with people on our different coaching calls that we do is I recognize they have a lot on their plate, and the only way to fix this is to slow down. What? I can't slow down. I've got too much to do. Come real close, okay? It was in the very first page, the preface of the book that I wrote, the gratitude book I wrote last year. But the very first thing I take for the busiest people on the planet and tell them to do is slow down. Why? Because you're always going to have too much on your plate. They're like Doritos. They're always making more. You have so much on your plate, it's a challenge to keep up. Forget about moving closer to your goal if you have a big-ass goal, if you have your purpose in life. If you allow the busyness in life to take control of what you're doing, it's very difficult to actually systematically move closer to what you want. Actually, it's not as fun. It's more fun when you kind of make some space and slow down. But here's the really good news. You're not alone. In fact, I would look out in the world. There's 98% of the people around you. You may think that they've got it totally under control, but they don't. It's as wacky as your life is. Everybody's got the same thing going on. We're more alike than we are different. Focusing on your 20% is what we want to do here. So everyone lives according to the 80-20 rule. Have you heard about that? It's kind of crazy. It's very simple. The Pareto rule. I never asked anybody how to say it. Probably ought to do that. The principle, Pareto principle. It means that 80% of the outcome result comes from 20% of the cause or the input. 80% of the outcomes, 80% of what's happening in your life is happening because of 20% of what you're doing. Oh, man, how does that happen? Leverage? Don't know. But it applies in just about anything that you do across the board, no matter what it is, trying to lose weight, trying to get a job, trying to make more money, trying to date and get better relationships. Let's talk about dating these days. I'm sure glad I'm married. That's tough. 80-20 rule in dating. Oh, my God. Definitely getting the 20%, right? 80-20 applies just about everybody. But to get what you want in life, I think there is a slight twist to the scientific equation that naturally applies to almost everything we do, and it still applies to what you want when you want to get what you want. So here's a way to think about it. 80% of the things you focus on today, tomorrow, tonight, next week in your life have nothing to do with what you ultimately want in your life. It's just the busyness of life. 80% of what you are currently experiencing in your world right now has nothing to do with what you actually want to experience in your life. Is that true? If you've done some thinking and done some hard work, that's not true. I've done some thinking. I've done some hard work. I've had the discipline to do it. So 80% of what I'm doing every single day is pretty much what I want to do. Yeah, there are days when it falls apart. There are days when I become the old messed up Scott and fall back into my own ways. But most people haven't done the work. They're spinning around in 80% of the mess, the busyness of life, wondering why they're not getting what they want. And every now and then, occasionally, they have the chance to spend 5 minutes to think about what they want, move on, and don't do anything else. Are you doing that? Are you checking in with this podcast? I'll get you thinking just a little bit, because that's the job. My job is to boost you up a little bit and to give you thinking and move you forward a bit. And then you're done. You move on to the next podcast and the next podcast and the next podcast. And before you know it, it's next week and you got to catch up on five of mine. Are you doing that? Bet a lot of you are. So 80% of the things in your life right now have nothing to do with what you want. 20% of the things in your life, the things you focus on in your life, have everything to do with getting what you want and will yield the most significant return for your efforts. That's the 80-20 rule in effect for your life right now. So let's say that clearly so you understand it. And think about this, because I think everybody listening to this program is going to be at different levels of this. It may be 80, it may be 90, it may be 60. I don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something like that. But 80% of everything going on in your life, whether it be self-inflicted, I would wager that at least 80% of everything is self-inflicted. 80% of it has nothing to do with what you ultimately want. And you'll know that if you're frustrated by what's happening every single day and you don't have time to do what you want and you're going to bed at night and you're having bad dreams and you're wondering why and you're crying in your bottle of wine on the weekend. 80% of the things in your life you want have nothing to do with what you ultimately want. Now, that would assume and presume that you actually know what you want. That's a whole nother podcast. That's probably a whole weekend, actually. But we get excited when we say 20% of what you focus on is how you get everything you want in your life. So what do we do? It's actually pretty simple. You're going to slow down first and think about it, which is what you're doing right now. Number one, of that 80% that's going on in your life that has nothing to do with what you want, you're going to eliminate a lot of it. I would bet you at least half of it could be eliminated without even doing a whole lot of work. It doesn't really matter, does it? Nope. Think about all the stuff in your life, and does it really matter? Can you eliminate it? That's the first thing. Number two, can you delegate it? Can you get somebody else to handle stuff? Can you farm it out? Maybe they like to do it more than you do. Maybe they can take care of it. Maybe you're dealing with stuff you shouldn't be dealing with. Can you ignore the 80%? A lot of folks won't do that. I ignore certainly 80% of the 80% for sure. Why? Because I know it doesn't mean anything. I know it's not going to come back. If it comes back, then I pay attention to it. If I ignore it, it comes back. I decide, should I eliminate it or delegate it? But I'm going to ignore it. Kind of a David Allen principle there of getting things done when you think about it. But the math changes when you start thinking this way. When you realize that 80% of what's going on in your life has nothing to do with what you want, and 20% of what you're doing has everything to do with what you want, the math changes. When you focus on the 20% and eliminate, delegate, or ignore the 80%, you are suddenly living your best life 100% of the time. Focusing on the best 20 changes everything. Can it happen right away? Scott, I can't give up the stuff. I got so much. It's important you're asking me just to ignore the 80% of my life. Some things you can't. Why? Because some of those things that are happening every single day in the 80% probably should be in the 20. But if you start to pay attention to it, my guess is about half of it will disappear right away instantly without you doing a thing. You'll figure out how to get rid of the rest, and somebody else will step into your world and say, I'll take care of what's left over. And before you know it, you're focusing on the 20%. That's where you need to be. I know, sounds difficult, but it's easy once you get there. All right, coming up tomorrow, how to balance every minute of your day. When I got in radio years ago, I was only 18 years old when I started radio, and they had to teach me a few lessons because I knew how to change the world, but they taught me a lesson that I've lived with my entire life, and I'll teach you that tomorrow. Face Your Passion, still part of dailyboostpremium.com. It's a wonderful training program. It goes away at the end of the month. If you have it, it's going to stay there. But if you don't have it, you're not going to get it after the end of May. So go to Daily Boost Premium right now. Make sure you get it.